wrong?
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring anybody down. That was not a good PSA, but very informative one.
Yeah, it's very good. Okay, now that I'm off the ledge.
Yes. What?
Thanks for pulling me back in.
I didn't want you to jump, sir. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 3:01 in the afternoon. It is 88 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford. And it is a number 9 on the SWAS meter.
I don't know. It's number 9 with a bullet.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But I'll get back to the weather in this hour. Christopher, do you have something to say?
I have a lot of things to say.
All right, well, begin with the first one.
Okay, do you want to do the threesome first or the news?
We're going to do the threesome first, but I want you to play your tune as well.
Why, thank you.
But we can wait till after the threesome.
Let's do it after the threesome.
All right.
I think because it's appropriate for today, because 30 years ago, Polly, what happened 30 years ago on this day?
30 years ago, Guns N' Roses came out with the Appetite for Destruction album, which was epic.
Mm.
Absolutely epic. That went platinum, right?
It went gazillion times platinum.
Like 3 or 4 times, right?
Yeah. Platinum.
So this week, even though we seen Petty last night, but I did Petty last week, Tom Petty, the threesome. So the threesome at 3 this week will be, go ahead.
Oh my God, 30 million copies worldwide.
30 million.
Wow.
So that's, is there anything above platinum?
That's 30 times platinum.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get, one is single platinum, two's
right.
Double, triple.
Exactly.
That's 30 platinum, I don't know.
All right, so we are going to do threesome at 3. In honor of Guns N' Roses, who are touring now,
yes,
imagine.
They will be at the Boston Garden in either October or November.
Okay.
It depends on what your calendar goes up to. I don't know. We'll get back to you with the dates. If not, just like I like to say, just Google it.
Anyways, like I said earlier, Petty will be at the Garden tonight without the whooping cough. And he will probably rock the house again. He was awesome last night.
Yep.
But anyways, this is Axl Rose, right, with the Guns N' Roses on your threesome at 3. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. So, that was our threesome at three. Little appetite for destruction, which accompanies the threesome for three, if you will. That was Guns N' Roses.
I have an appetite for pizza.
Okay. Well, that was My Michelle. That was Mr. Brownstone and Sweet Child of Mine. Three of my favorites from Appetite for Destruction. Yeah, they're doing construction. No, destruction.
Actually, that's they're outside here.
Destruction. But that was 30 years ago today that album came out.
Yep.
So, I mean, we only have to... that was when Axl Rose was really good.
Yeah, when he could sing his pipes off.
When he could. You're absolutely right, sir. Yeah. So... Anyways, 3:17 in the afternoon, boys and girls, and it is still 88 degrees in the wonderful state of Medford. So we have a special treat right now before we get to some silly news and whatever else we have going on. But the funny man, he cut a track, and... I want you all to hear this because I believe this is going to be on the Billboard Top 100 charts very soon. So, Chris, would you like to introduce your song?
Yeah, this is a song called Living a Lie. All instruments, vocals, and production done by me. And here it is.
Giddy up.
No!
Wow. That was incredible. Funny man. He's not only a funny biased. Man, he is a very talented man. And he can sing, play the drums as well. Even though he didn't ask his brother to play the drums.
Oh, there's no drum playing on that. I'll tell the truth. That's a program, but everything else was live instruments.
He plays the guitar and he sings, and that was awesome, bro. Yes. I champion it. Two thumbs
Thank
up.
Thank you, man.
That was awesome. So that was our boy, the funny man, and his new single will be in stores next week.
Call me up. I'll give it to you for free.
Living the Lie will be in stores next week on 45.
Yep, and then you get to go buy a record player.
Well, yeah, maybe. Or just look it up online and steal it.
Google it. I'll give you even nothing.
Anyways, 3:24 in the afternoon. Do you want to do some whooping coughs?
Yes.
On the air? Or would you like to do some silly news, maybe a couple stories before we're out of here?
Yeah, I got a few stories for you. So the first one is...
Hey, do you want to tell us the story, what happened to you in New
Monday?
York? Yeah.
Yes, I think I will.
What do you tell... silly news is, silly news. This is very silly news, but not really silly because you could have died, but... Why don't you tell us a story about you in New York City a few days ago?
Yeah, so as you know, we talked about, I've had some back issues, which I couldn't really, I feel like an old man saying this, I couldn't get up the stairs.
No, but...
So I couldn't do the show. And so I'm starting to feel better the last couple of weeks. I've been back.
Because it's
my second
18,
week back.
18 floors up to the studio.
And no elevator. Not even a rumor of an elevator. So yeah, I've had, the issues. So I'm like, okay, great, feeling good again. Getting active again. So, I haven't been traveling for work because, I don't want to sit a plane or a train or anything like that for a while. And I said, okay, great. So we had this meeting in New York we had to get to. So Monday morning, we hit the airport. Flight's delayed for about a half hour. Okay, great. We land. We have enough time. We get a cab. Little did we know, our cab driver was literally the real life representation of childhood comic strip Mr. Magoo. Pretty much, this is what my trip was. So, we're driving, and all of a sudden, this guy makes this left turn and undercuts a truck. And we look at each other and go, wow, that's a crafty veteran move by our cabbie. He's either really good or he's on acid. So we're driving. After we take that turn, he's like this. The steering wheel is imagine putting an infant in a driver's seat. It's almost like this. He's a little guy. And I swear he's looking up at the looking through the wheel itself. Instead of the windshield.
Right.
So we're like, oh my God, there's a cement truck next to us. He's veering towards it. And we're like, oh my God. My buddy Michael's going, we're going to crash. We are going to crash today. He goes, it's not if. He says, it's when. We are going to crash. So then.
I don't mean to laugh, but I'm glad you're here.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because
the
I'm not
reason
dead.
Why, you're here to tell the story.
So. Then all and then okay, great. So the road opens up. It's a 4-lane highway. He's in the second lane, goes to the first lane, and inexplicably cuts over 3 lanes. Just goes. I mean, nothing.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. And we're like,
I'm used to that.
What the name of the good Lord is going on here? And Michael's going, we're crashing. There was no doubt about it. He goes, just make sure you have your seatbelt on. Like, yeah, mine's been on for a while. And my knees are pressed up against the thing so I can brace myself for impact.
Your white knee in it.
Oh,
rather than white knuckle in it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So then we get on what's called the Triborough Bridge. Triborough Bridge, if you go off to the left, it takes you into Brooklyn and the Bronx, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you go to the right, you go lower, you go into Manhattan. So our meeting is in Midtown Manhattan, and he's going up the left side. So I'm thinking to myself, I go, well, maybe he's going to go up through the Bronx, and he's going to cut down. And you thought
he knew what he was doing.
Yes. Yeah.
But that was he did not.
Huge mistake. So what he does without looking, without blinker, without any thought of oncoming vehicles, decides to go, oh, hey, yeah, Manhattan. Boom. Takes an abrupt right and nails the car right next to us.
Wow.
Right in there in the real time. So he gets out of the car. He picks the debris up, and he starts driving again like nothing happened. And the cars going rah, rah, rah.
Just kept driving.
Yeah. So the police show up.
Wow.
And they're like, "You guys all right?" And he keeps going, "Sir, get in the car. Sir, get in the car." The guy kept wanting to come out. And he's like, "Sir, please get in the car."
Really?
So he gets his papers, they exchange papers, whatever. So the police officer asks, goes, "You guys all right?" He goes, I need your names and, you know, just in case. So we did all that. And so we're on this goddamn Triborough Bridge. We're standing out in front of the cab. And another cab comes in. This comes by us randomly. And it's like, "You guys need a ride?" It's like, yeah. So we jump in the cab. So with minutes to spare, we make our meeting. So, you know, travel home sucked because we had so many delays. So the next day, I wake up. It feels like I got into a fight. My body...
Well, of course.
...is shifting over to the right. I'm twisted. And I'm like, "You gotta be kidding me." I'm like, after finally feeling good after a couple weeks, my back's a mess. So I went to get my physical therapy, and it ended up that I was able to get my back straightened out. So I'm fine today. I got a little bit of a thing going on.
Yeah.
But my God... Talk about, you know.
Well.
Oh, it was not fun.
I am.
And there it is. Polly has live audio. And then as we're standing on the bridge, the son of a bitch is looking at us going, bye-bye, sorry. And I'm like, F you. Go to hell, you son
of a bitch. That was live. This is live audio from, Christopher and Mike.
Yep.
At New York City.
Right on the
trying to head into
Bridge.
Manhattan.
Yep.
So well, I'm sorry that happened to you, brother, obviously.
Thanks, man.
And but you're here.
I'm here.
So you're here live and well, and I don't know. And we played your song, which was brilliant.
Thank you.
And do you want to do a couple silly newses before?
I think we can do some silly newses.
And I'll do the weather after.
You do weather, and then we'll wrestle in our sweat, in our sweaty boxers.
We'll wrestle like two Samoans. What are they called?
The sumos.
Sumos.
I'm thinking the Samoans back in the day. Remember the Samoans, the wrestlers that Lou Albano managed?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's who he thought
Samoans.
He managed. Yeah. Coming from, believe it or not, Paulie, this is from Florida, this news story.
Oh!
Yes, when a Florida man's cocaine disappeared from his car, he made a phone call to police. Soon after reporting the theft, David Blackman was arrested. Mr. Blackman of Fort Walton Beach called deputies Sunday morning to report that someone had stolen a bag of cocaine and some cash from his car, according to a statement from the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Was he black?
Yep. He told the deputy who responded that he was a drug dealer and that someone had broken into his vehicle while it was parked, taking about $50 and a quarter of ounce of cocaine. But the...
Well, yeah. Was it black cocaine?
Gets even better.
I'm going to change my name to Paulie Whiteman.
By the way,
I just want to be racially correct.
It's like, remember the basketball player, Ronaldo Blackman, Blackmon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says the same name. Didn't wait. When deputies saw some cocaine still lingering on the center console next to a crack rock, as well as a crack pipe on the car floor near the driver's seat, he He was then arrested and charged with resisting an officer without violence, possessing drug paraphernalia, possession of cocaine is a felony charge. He was booked into Okaloosa County Corrections Sunday morning, pending $4,000 bail, and later released. Jail records showed. Sometimes plans do not quite work out as intended. So let me tell you, if you're a drug dealer and your drugs are stolen, the police aren't going to help you.
No, no. They're going to arrest you.
Yes. Yes, they will.
I mean, who do you think you are? Bill Cosby?
Hey, Mr. Officer, somebody stole my cocaine.
We all remember NFL wideout Chad Ochocinco Johnson.
Yeah.
We all do. No relation to Chet Johnson, by the way. I don't know if you were confused.
I don't believe there's any relation.
Yeah, okay.
No.
We just want to clarify that.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, man, was arrested.
I was a little late on that one. Sorry.
The man was arrested while impersonating Chad Johnson at a Louis Vuitton store.
Who?
Yes.
Who would want to... Who would want to intimidate him?
No,
or whatever?
Impersonate.
Impersonate. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you who would want to impersonate him. Mervin Capel. Mervin Cabe.
Mervin Capel.
Mervin Cabe.
Mervin Cabe.
Yes, he attempted to convince employees at a Louis Vuitton store in Aspen, Colorado, that he was former NFL wide receiver Chad Johnson.
Did he look like him?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Chad Johnson was a wideout. This guy's a wide ass.
Oh, okay. Hey, I put on a few pounds since the NFL.
Yeah, no, So he impersonated him to purchase in excess of $18,000 of merchandise. Per the report, Cabe, a Miami resident, told employees at the high-end luxury goods store he was Johnson in order to be able to make the purchase. Customers at Vuitton must have a profile ID in order for the transaction to go through. Cabe was unable to provide Johnson's phone number on file with the store, but he was still permitted to buy merchandise worth more than $18,000. Cabe initially... Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
All right, you don't know your phone number? It's all right. You still buy $18,000 worth of jewelry.
Well, yeah, they don't care at that point.
Yeah. Hey, it's commissioned. Cabe initially tried to use a credit card that was twice declined to make the purchase, and then he pulled up an Apple Pay account on his cell phone, which worked. Cabe maintained his story with Aspen police that he didn't give the correct date of birth and refused to show them the Apple Pay account and credit card he used for the purchase. After continuously making excuses and repeating the same nonsensical story, Cabe eventually cracked, telling a sergeant on the scene, "You're going to have to take me to jail. I've done something bad."
Really? Yeah. He gave himself up, huh?
Yep. Johnson,
all right.
So Johnson, Ochocinco himself, jokingly responded to the story on Twitter. Cabe has been charged with two felonies, unauthorized use of financial transaction, and lastly, identity theft. Yep. We might need audio for this. Pardon me up there, Uncle Polly.
What would you like, sir?
My volume on, if it's not already on.
It's your volume's on, bud.
So here's a call. Of a,
report of a hold-up alarm at Cirilla's 1130 Southwest 7 Highway. 1130 Southwest 7 Highway.
58.
Richwood. At 720. Abigail Peterson ran off. Hold-up alarm at Cirilla's.
Cirilla's is a sex shop.
Copy. Show you around.
Clerk now advises that a stealing white male, shaved head, tattoo on his neck. I seen heading northbound. Probably stole two dildos and a bottle.
What did he steal?
Copy, I'm on scene. Do they have a vehicle description?
He was on foot. He went to the north and they think went back down the Patriot pawn shop.
Okay, Price Chopper parking lot. DA 573, Price Chopper parking lot.
So, what happened here was...
terrific.
And, you know, a quiet Wednesday evening in Blue Springs, Missouri... The police radio, as you heard, crackled with the hold-up alarm that was triggered at Cirilla's, a local adult novelty emporium, one which Paulie was never a manager at.
No.
Their S&M wall was subpar, I heard.
Yes.
They did not have the best S&M wall.
They do not.
So, when the store manager spoke with a police dispatcher, he provided a physical description of a tattooed man who stole $90 in merchandise. The suspect, the manager reported, as you heard, fled on foot around 10 p.m. and was running north towards the grocery store with the two biggest dongs I sell. In a radio transmission, an officer described the suspect as a white male, shaved head, tattoo on his neck, who stole two dildos and a bottle of lotion. By the way, Paulie and I would like to announce the name of our new band, Two Dildos and a Bottle of Lotion. Okay, the perpetrator, the manager recalled, swiped a $47 11-inch All-American Ultra Whoppers curved dong intended to use in a strap-on device.
Well, good luck with all that.
And the thief, while he was at it, also stole a 10-inch dildo worth $30 and a four-ounce bottle of Doc Johnson's Joy Juice lubricant for $12. By the way, Doc Johnson is or may not be affiliated with Chet Johnson. We're trying to verify. More than 60 stores, Cirilla's describes itself as one of the nation's largest and fastest-growing specialty retail chains. Founded in 92, the firm offers an impressive collection of lingerie, vibrators, adult toys, and romance essentials. The description prompted one cop to identify a possible subject by name and suggest that a fellow officer sit by the man's residence. If he shows up, you'll be looking for two dildos and a bottle of lotion. As of this morning, however, the suspect remains at large, as do the dildos.
So, with that being said, with the OJ trial, or the letting go of OJ, and everything else that's going on in the world today, that is your giddy up news.
Yep. And, of course, come October 1st, once OJ is free, he will be doing sports on the Giddy Up.
He will.
Yes.
Yes. Well, he was a Buffalo Bill, so I still have some kind of feelings for him.
And Paulie's going to give him a job. What a guy.
Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, a couple other things, too, here that we do want to, you know, on this week, since we're a weekly show, not a daily show, July 20th. Birthday of Stone Gossard of Pearl Jam, Carlos Santana, and it would have been the 53rd birthday of Chris Cornell of Soundgarden. Of course, we know.
Yesterday would have been.
Yes, the 20th.
And we regret to inform you, and we're getting close to the end of the show. I don't even know how to say this, but...
Yep.
Why don't you say it, Chris?
Yeah, kind of very shocking news yesterday that in his home, Chester Bennington, who took the place of Scott Weiland and Stone Temple Pilots while being in his own band, Linkin Park, committed suicide by hanging. It very, very confusing, very disturbing. Chester, you know, very talented, left behind a wife and... I believe it's 6 children he has.
Wow.
Yeah, Chester was 41 years of age.
That is a shame. I don't know what's going on in the rock and roll world other than drugs, I would imagine. But it is a sad shame. So I'm going to play this one real quick. Man. Yeah, my heart is taken back. So, take us out, Chris.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. This is the Giddy Up, live from Medford, Massachusetts.
Crawling in my skin, beneath the surface, consuming, confusing. This lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Got a sense of confidence, I'm convinced that it's just too much pressure to take.
I've felt this way before. Beside my own reflection, it's haunting how I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Got a sense of confidence, I'm convinced that there's just too much pressure to take.
I've felt this way before.
And this next one goes out to my Don. Those last two go, well, last three, I should say, Linkin Park for Chester Bennington. Bennington, I'm sorry. God rest his soul. And not God rest their souls yet, thank God. Aaliyah goes out to our Aaliyah.
Our Aaliyah.
And Bad Finger, Baby Blue goes out to my Dawn. So, anyways, welcome back, and 3:53 in the afternoon, I know.
It's that time, kids.
I know, we don't like that time. When we're about to say our goodbyes, I gotta tell you, I think we had a pretty good show, you know, for the two boys here. Anyways, I didn't do the weather, so I'll do it really quick right now. It's 90 degrees. Imagine
it's
that.
It's hot.
It's
a scorcher.
Yeah. It's sweaty balls hot.
Sweaty balls. Peach sweaty.
Yeah, it is, really. And it's going to probably stay like that for the rest of the night. But it is less humid than it's been the past couple of days. I don't believe that for a second.
I have a breaking news.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
3 hours ago, Foreigner reunited with three key former members for the first time since 80 as Lou Gramm, the original lead singer, Al Greenwood, and Ian McDonald joined the group on stage Thursday evening.
I love Foreigner.
Could that mean something bigger?
Yes, and they're on tour.
Wow.
I love Foreigner.
I love Foreigner with Lou Gramm. The new singer used to sing in a band called Danger.
One of the best bands I've ever seen, honest to God. Foreigner is amazing. And, live, they, you gotta be a jukebox hero.
Oh, yeah.
Like me. That's all I am, is a jukebox hero. Anyways, okay, tomorrow it's going to be 88, very warm, but less humid as it's been, of course, with clouds increasing in the PM. So tomorrow's my pick of the weekend because Sunday is cooler with good deal of clouds and a few thunder showers, so Sunday, my fun day, doesn't look good.
Oh, cold day, sounds like.
Yeah. And I hate to say this. I don't usually do the rest of the week, but the rest of the week looks not good.
Awful.
Yeah. Thunder showers and showers all week. But hey, enjoy tomorrow, boys and girls. Enjoy tonight. Anyways, this is the time we say our goodbyes. Christopher?
Yep. I just want
to... The funny man?
Thank everyone for listening in today. And if you have nothing to do on Sunday and it's going to be rainy, I say you stream Twin Peaks. Man, if you haven't been watching that show...
Really?
Wow. You will drug test yourself. While watching it. It is out there, and it's bizarre. So I'll be looking forward to watching
the next installment
of Twin Peaks.
And I heed his advice.
And, so just once again, thank you all for listening, and we do appreciate every single one of you for tuning in. For the likes, the shout-outs, and everything that we do here, remember, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. And to the star of the show, DJ Pauly B.
Oh, I'm not the star. Thank you all for listening in. And I want to say we're going to take 166-hour break, of course, because we need it. We've worked hard.
Yes.
For the past 2 hours. Anyways, boys and girls, as I always say, stay Boston strong, always be a rock, and never roll. And I want to apologize to Matthew McConaughey once again. How come we can never get him on the show?
Because he won't put his pants on and put down the bongos.
That's what it is. He's always, in the green room with the, with his pants off.
And jacket.
Not that we mind that, really. But anyways, boys and girls, we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, and God bless.